And joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Nick McGrath. Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
So what have you learnt about today?
On this day in 2005, tennis ace Rafael Nadal won his very first French Open title. He was just 19 at the time, and it was his first Grand Slam victory in his first tournament in France. On his way to the victory, he beat then world number one Roger Federer in the semis, and following this, they enjoyed a rivalry that spanned over a decade and is one of the most decorated in tennis history.
It's always exciting watching them play tennis against each other.
Yeah, of course. They've had some great finals indeed. Now, how's Nadal travelling at the moment?
Yeah, well, he's number one at the moment and he's favourite to win the 2018 French Open, which is on as we speak. He won last night. I was watching that. And if he wins, it'll be his 11th victory in the French Open. And as it stands, his 10 French Open titles is the most of any player winning a single Grand Slam event.
That's amazing. It seems kind of unfair when we have players who are just that good, you know, who could sit there for a decade and own one tournament.
Yeah, just mark him down for every year. It's not really fair.
It must be so fair. Oh my gosh, I can't even fathom running around that much. Anyways, have you learned anything else was on this day in history?
Yeah, so on this day in 1998, one of my all-time favourite films, The Truman Show, was released, starring Jim Carrey. The film revolves around a man who's unaware his whole life is manufactured as the basis for a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week television show. Everyone on the show, aside from Truman, is a paid actor, so it's pretty scary when you think about it. It follows as he becomes increasingly suspicious and works out his life is fake and eventually leaves the reality.
It is a great movie. And it's one of those things that it plays on something that we sort of get generally, which is that single sort of subject-mindedness, kind of a type of solipsism about how the world is built and whether or not it's all just for you or for getting the collective. I don't know if anyone else gets that, but...
No, when I was a child, I did think, maybe I just watched this movie or something, but I did think I was in a movie. And then I realized probably not.
Actually, no. Sam, we do have something to tell you. Oh. You are, in fact.
What?
You're on a radio show.
Oh, my gosh.
Your whole life has been a radio show.
Oh, wow. Okay. How do I escape? Where's the door?
It's actually just there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So was the film successful?
Yeah, it was a big hit with the critics at the time and as a result performed very well at the box office. And in the 20 years since its release, it's continued to gain a bit of a cult following and remains one of the most popular films of all time. Lots of people at the time felt Jim Carrey should have been nominated or even won the Oscar for Best Actor, but he was snubbed at the time. And it was a big controversy.
Mm. Well, he's since gone on to become a painter and a bit of a wacko. What else have you learned, Nick?
On this day in 1942, Capitol Record Company opened their doors for business. They've gone on to become arguably one of the biggest labels in the world. Today, they still represent some of the biggest names, representing artists from any style, ranging from Katy Perry to the Red Hot Chili Peppers and anything in between.
Excellent. So do you have a song for us?
I certainly have. So Capitol have represented a lot of good artists over the years, but in my opinion, no one quite as good as the Beatles. What more can you say? They're just genius. So I've gone for one that was released while they were with Capitol in America. It's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Great choice.
Excellent. Well, let's give it a listen. Thanks for joining us here, Nick.
Thank you.